Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 16th of March, the 75th day of 2026, with an abundant 290 days for our journey to 2027. Sounds like a long time, more than 9 months, until we factor in the speed at which seconds, minutes, hours, and weeks blast by us, transitioning through the present from future into past. We draw up a plan, break ground, shape a foundation, erect walls that are topped with a roof, inhabit the building, and hope for the best. The second law of thermodynamics, otherwise known as entropy, has its way with things, assisted by the first law of thermodynamics, otherwise known as the conservation of energy, which can neither be created nor destroyed, only transferred or transformed. Henry Cole addresses some of these concerns in his poem, Gold Street Barn. In watercolors, I might have painted it negatively, letting the barn emerge from the cobalt sky, like a venerable house in a historic landscape. From my upstairs bedroom window, I used to ponder its sagging timber shoulders and open gable roof, the weeds all around it metamorphosed by moonlight. I hope beyond hoping that we live beyond this life, but when a red tractor with a maw-like mechanical grapple knocked the barn down, leaving only dust, detritus, and silence, I mourned the emptiness. Then waxwings, bees, hornets, cicadas, bats, swallows, and all the rest of them arrived in the gold daylight, falling upon mushrooms, blueberries, lichens, and ferns. The air smelled of honey. This emptiness was not nothing, but the opposite of fullness, and my grief was gone. On the Esker in Old Town, where my girlfriend and I are building our house, remnants of previous dwellers from the heydays of the Stillwater River logging runs are occasionally discernible. A definite shape of a small cellar here, some strands of 19th century barbed wire from a small horse corral there. Now and then I imagine the colossal glacial streams running this way and that all over Maine once upon a time, creating eskers north, south, east, and west, moving gravel of one size or another from grains of sand to the bust-sized stuff like the erratic named Bubble Rock on Mount Desert Island. Here's Brenda Hillman with some similar thoughts in her poem, Glacial Erratics. The last ice age had been caused by a wobble. After it passed, they made houses from stars. Visitors would peer in and see the tongs not slipping, room-sized pebbles having been moved far. It's like this more when we speak than when we write. Loving thus, we have been loved by ground. The word being, a box with a four of its corners hidden, everything else is round. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Madame de Lafayette, Caroline Herschel, James Madison, George Ohm, Anna Atkins, Jerry Lewis, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Bernardo Bertolucci, Jerry Jeff Walker, Ursula Goodenough, Eric Estrada, Isabel Huppert, Nancy Wilson, and Patty Griffin. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1621, Samoset, a member of the Abenaki tribe, made contact with the pilgrims of the fledgling Plymouth colony, New England, greeting the new settlers in their native English, which he had learned from fishermen along the Maine coast. Samoset would later introduce the pilgrims to Squanto, who would become an important figure in the Plymouth community. Today in 1850, Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter was published, and today in 1995, 130 years after it was added to the U.S. Constitution, the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, was ratified by the state of Mississippi, though the ratification was not made official until 2013, when the state notified the U.S. Archivist. Heavenward tomorrow morning in the southeast sky, about a half hour before sunrise, our waning crescent moon will hang just above the horizon. On Thursday in the western sky after sunset, our waxing crescent moon will be hanging just above the horizon and appear to be keeping the bright planet Venus company. And on Friday morning, a little before 11, we'll have the vernal equinox, meaning day and night are equal, give or take a few minutes. It'll be our first official day of spring. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, bidding adieu to this 13th and therefore last official week of winter, saying hello this Friday to the beginning week of spring, welcoming the 12th full week of 2026 and third week of March, and wishing everyone a happy St. Patrick's tomorrow. Keep the faith.